The first four prokim of the Masechta discuss various different invalidations which could occur to the korban during the first part of the procedure of bringing the korban, when the four avodas are performed. And most of these invalidations will be due to having wrong intentions. If the person who is performing any one of those four avodas has a particular wrong intention, then the Mishnah will discuss whether that will invalidate the korban totally, or what exactly the status of that korban would be in such a case. Now, the first perek talks about two particular intentions which the person performing the avodas needs to have. The first one is l'shem zevach, that he is performing each of those four avodas for the sake of the korban being brought. For example, if the korban which he's performing the avodas for is a korban shalomim, he would need to have the intention that he is slaughtering it for the sake of the animal being brought as a korban shalomim, and not that it be brought for the sake of a different korban. And the second intention is l'shem zeveach, that he's performing this particular avodah for the sake of the person bringing the korban, the owner, and not for the sake of somebody else. Now, this doesn't mean that during the entire act of shechita, of slaughtering the animal, the person who is doing that has to be actively thinking that he's doing this for the sake of the animal being bought as a korban shalomim, for the sake of the owners. It's enough that subconsciously he's obviously performing the avodah for the sake of the korban as it needs to be brought. The problem only arises if he actively thinks that and intends for the korban to be bought for a different korban, or for the sake of a different person other than the owner bringing the korban. Then the discussion of these mishnayos would become relevant. Now we're going to see five different opinions in the first perek as to which korbanos this invalidation might apply to. The first opinion is that kol hazvachim, all animal korbanos, shenizbuchu shelo lishmon, which are slaughtered not for the sake of the particular korban for which it's being bought, or for the particular owner who is bringing the korban, kasherim, the actual korban will still be valid, which means that the rest of the services which have yet to be performed can be completed, and the korban can be eaten. It's a totally valid korban, elo except shelo olu labailim l'shem chayva, that it doesn't count for the owner who's bringing it for the sake of his obligation. Meaning, if the owner who was bringing the korban was doing so in order to fulfill a particular obligation that he had to bring a korban, if, for example, he performed a particular sin which requires him to bring a korban in order to atone for the sin, then although this korban would still be valid, it would not count towards his obligation, and he would be obligated to bring a different animal in order to receive that atonement. But the actual korban is still valid, chutz min ha-pesach u min ha-chatos, except for a korban pesach and a korban chatos, that if they were slaughtered for the sake of a different korban, or for the sake of a different person other than the owner, then the entire korban would become invalidated, and no more services could be done with that korban. It would need to be burnt, and the general rule given by the Mishnah that most korbanos would still be valid, as well as the exceptions to the rule, the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chatos, these are all learnt from Pesukim, which the Gemara brings. Now, the Mishnah notes that there is a difference between a Korban Pesach and a Korban Chatos. HaPesach Bismanoi. A Korban Pesach, which is slaughtered for the sake of a different korban, becomes invalid only if it's done at its right time. The Korban Pesach can only be offered up on the afternoon of Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. And if a Korban Pesach is offered up at any other point during the year, then it actually has the status of a Korban Shalomim. It's not even considered to be a Korban Pesach. And as a result, if somebody slaughters a Korban Pesach at any point during the rest of the year, and he has the wrong intention, it's for the sake of a different Korban, the Korban will still be valid, because it follows the laws of a Korban Shalomim. And therefore this exception that a Korban Pesach would be invalid if the person slaughtering it or performing any of the other avodas has a wrong intention, that would only be applicable during the time that a Korban Pesach can be offered up, namely on Erev Pesach. Whereas v'achatos, the Korban Chatos, b'chol zman, that applies during all times, so whenever Korban Chatos is slaughtered for the sake of a different Korban, it would be invalidated. That is opinion number one of the Chachomim, the Tanakama, the first person mentioned in the Mishnah, that any korban which is slaughtered for the sake of a different korban is valid, except for a korban pesach and a korban chatos. Second opinion, Rabbi Eliezer says, afa osham, even a korban osham would be invalidated. And even though there's no posuk which teaches that this should also be an exception to the general rule, Rabbi Eliezer nevertheless adds it onto the list, such that it emerges that ha pesach bismanoi, a korban pesach during its time on Erev Pesach, v'ha chatos, and a korban chatos, v'ha osham b'chol zman, and a Korban Osham, both of these at any point during the year, those three would be on the list of exceptions. And Rabbi Eliezer explains his reasoning. He hasn't got a source, a special pasuk regarding a Korban Osham which teaches this. However, he explains the following. Om Rabbi Eliezer said, HaChatos bo'o al chait. A Korban Chatos is brought in order to atone for a sin which somebody did, the Ha'osham bo'o al chait. And a Korban Osham is also brought in order to atone for a sin. The Torah prescribes a Korban Osham for only particular types of averus. But at the end of the day, they are both very similar in that their purpose is to atone for a sin which the person performed. And therefore, there is a comparison between them. Maha chatos psura shel lishma, just like a korban chatos is invalidated when it is slaughtered or other services are done with it for the sake of a different korban. Afa osham, so to a korban osham, posel would become invalidated shel lishma if any of the services were performed with it with the intention that the animal would be bought for a different korban. The Chachomim argue against Rabbi Eliezer because they learn different laws from the comparison of a chatos to a korban osham. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the comparison teaches this law that a korban osham would become invalidated if it is slaughtered or any of the other services performed with it for the sake of a different korban. Mishnah Base. This Mishnah is going to bring two more opinions who hold that even other korbanos other than a korban pesach and a korban chatos can also become invalidated when the person who is performing them does it with the intention for it to be bought for a different type of korban. Yisbin Choni says, Hanishchotim l'shem pesach or l'shem chatos, any other korban which is slaughtered for the sake of being bought as a korban pesach or for the sake of being bought as a korban chatos, psulim, they are invalid. Not only is a korban pesach or korban chatos which is slaughtered to be for a different korban invalid, but also any other korban which is slaughtered with the intention of a korban chatos and a korban pesach, that would also be included in this invalidation. Alright, fourth opinion. Shimon Achi Azaryo Omer, Shimon the brother of Azaryo says, the reason why unusually he is called after his brother is because his brother would support him so that he'll be able to learn Torah. And the deal they had between them was that Azaryo would receive half of the reward for Shimon's Torah learning. And because of that deal between them, the Mishnah therefore calls Shimon after his brother Azaryo. And this was none other than Azaryo, the father of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaryo. Be as it may, his opinion is that even regarding the other korbanos, other than a korban chatos and a korban pesach, there is also a chance for them to be invalidated. And the rule is, according to Shimon Achi Azaryo, that shechaton Hashem gavoya mehen, if he slaughtered the korban and he had the intention that that animal will be bought as a different korban, which is on a higher level than this korban, it has a higher degree of holiness, then kasherim, the animal, the korban, would still remain valid. On the other hand, l'shem nomuch mehen, if he slaughtered it and he had the intention that it would be bought as a korban which is on a lower level of holiness than what it was supposed to be bought for, then pesulin, it would become invalidated. Kate said, what's an example? Kodshe kodshim sheshechotan l'shem kodshim kalim. A korban in the category of kodshe kodshim, which is those korbanos with a higher degree of holiness, which was slaughtered with the intention that it will end up being bought as kodshim kalim. L'shem kodshim kalim, for the sake of an animal which has a lower degree of holiness than pesulin, it would be invalid. Kodshim kalim sheshechotan l'shem kodshim kodshim. But if it was kodshim kalim which have a lower degree of holiness, and it was slaughtered for the sake of being bought as kodshe kodshim, which have a higher degree of holiness than kasherim, the korban would remain valid. Now, even within those two categories, there are different levels, as we'll see in further detail later on. But for now, the Mishnah gives one example, habchur, a firstborn animal. There's a mitzvah to bring one's firstborn animal as a korban. The hamaiser and maiser behema, which refers to a tenth of one's animals, which were born that year, he also needs to bring those as korbanos. But relative to other korbanos, they have quite a low level of holiness and significance, and therefore habchur v'amaiser sheshechotan l'shem shalomim, if he slaughtered them for the sake and the intention that it be bought as a korban shalomim kasherin, they would remain valid because a korban shalomim is on a higher level than a bechor or maiser behema. On the other hand, shalomim, a korban shalomim sheshechotan l'shem bechor l'shem maiser, which was slaughtered with the intention that it be bought as a bechor or maiser behema, which have a lower level of holiness pesulin, then that korban would become invalidated according to the rule that Shimon Achi Azaryo set forth. Mishnah Gimel, before we reach the fifth opinion for which korbanos become invalidated when they are slaughtered for the sake of a different korban, the Mishnah brings a more particular argument regarding the Korban Pesach. We learned in Mishnah Aleph that the Korban Pesach only has the status of a Korban Pesach, such that it would become invalidated if the wrong intention was there. It only has the status of a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach itself, which is the only time that a Korban Pesach can be brought. But on any other day of the year, if somebody brings a Korban Pesach, then it automatically has the status of a regular Korban Shalomim, such that if somebody had the intention for it to be a different animal, a different Korban, or for the sake of somebody other than the owner who was bringing it, then it would not become invalidated. It has the laws of a Korban Shalomim. The first part of this Mishnah discusses a case where it's HaPesach Sheshechotei B'Shachris Barba Asar, a Korban Pesach which was slaughtered during the morning of the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach. Shelo lishmoi, it was slaughtered for the sake of a different Korban. Rabbi Yeshua machshir, Rabbi Yeshua says that it is valid, ke'ilu nishchat b'shloisha asar, just like if it had been slaughtered on the 13th of Nisan or on any other day of the year. Because one is not able to bring a Korban Pesach on the morning of the 14th of Nisan. The only time that a Korban Pesach can be brought is in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. And therefore, the morning is just like any other day of the year, that the Korban Pesach would have the status of a Korban Shalomim, and therefore it would remain valid. However, interestingly, Ben Beseira says that this Korban would be invalid, Ke'ilu Nishchat Bein Arbayim, just like if it had been slaughtered in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. According to Ben Beseira, we don't split the day into two totally separate parts, and we view that entire date of the 14th of Nisan as the time fit for bringing the Korban Pesach. It's true that there's a separate law that it needs to be brought specifically in the afternoon, and if it's brought in the morning, it would be invalid, meaning it wouldn't count as a Korban Pesach. But if you want to know what is considered to be the designated time for a Korban Pesach, the answer is that whole day, the date of the 14th of Nisan. During that entire day, the Korban would have the status of a Korban Pesach, even though it wouldn't work as a Korban Pesach if it's offered up in the morning. Alright, now the Mishnah brings a fifth opinion for which Korbanos become invalidated when they are brought for the sake of a different Korban. And it's going to be very similar to the first opinion we had at the beginning of Mishnah Aleph, with one slight difference. Shimon ben Azai said, "Mekubal ani mepi shivim shaim zokein, I have a tradition which I heard from the mouth of the 72 elders, the 72 members of the Sanhedrin." The Sanhedrin is the single main bastion over the Jewish people. "That I heard from all of them, b'yom sheyishivu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah by Shiva, on the day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the head of the Sanhedrin in the yeshiva. On that day, I heard from all of them the following rule, the following guidelines for when exactly a korban would become invalidated when it is slaughtered for the sake of a different korban. Shekol ha-zevochim ha-ne'echolim, that all korbanos of animals which are eaten, shenizbuchu shelo lishmon, which were slaughtered for the sake of a different korban, kasherim, they are valid, elo shelo alu labaylim shumchoiva, except that they don't count for the owner who bought the korban as his obligation. If this korban was in order to fulfill a particular obligation to bring a korban, he would need to bring another one, just like we learned in Mishnah Aleph. Chutz min ha-pesach min ha-chatos, except for a korban pesach and a korban chatos." So essentially, what Ben Azai is saying is exactly the same as we learned at the beginning of Mishnah Aleph, except that he's only talking about the korbanos which are eaten, but the korban oila, which is not eaten at all, the korban oila is burnt totally on the mizbeach. That, according to Ben Azai, would also be invalidated if the person has the intention for it to be a different korban. And the Mishnah explains, "V'lehoz Ben Azai el ha'oila." Ben Azai only added on to the list of exceptions the korban oila, that it too would become invalidated when the wrong intentions exist. For the Hodle Chachomim, however, the Chachomim did not agree with him, like we saw in Mishnah Aleph. The Chachomim hold that the only two exceptions are the Korban Chatos and the Korban Pesach. Mishnah Dalet, this Mishnah elaborates on much of what we have seen already in this Perek. HaPesach v'Achatos, the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chatos. We're assuming that those are the only two Korbanos which would become invalidated, like the first opinion at the beginning of Mishnah Aleph, Sheshechoton Shelo Lishmon, which was slaughtered for the sake of a different korban. And the Mishnah adds that the same would apply to any of the four avodas: Kibel, if he received the blood, Vehilech, if he transported the blood, Vezorak, or he slaughtered the blood, Shelo Lishmon, with the intention that the animal be bought as a different korban, or for the sake of a person other than the owner who was bringing the korban, then it would be invalid. Oy lishmon v'shelo lishmon. Or even if the first half of the slaughtering or any of the services was done for the right korban, B'shalolishman, and the second half of it was done for the sake of a different korban. In the middle of slaughtering, he changed his intentions. B'shalolishman, or he started off the slaughtering or a different service for the sake of a different korban, v'lishman, and he ended up having the right intention for the right korban. Pasulim, it would still be invalid because we need the entirety of the four avodas to be done for the sake of the correct korban. Ketzad lishman v'shalolishman, what's an example of a case where he started off doing it for the sake of the right korban, and then he ended up doing it for the sake of a different korban? L'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlomim. For example, he started off having the intention that this be a korban Pesach, and then, for some reason, his intention changed that it be for a korban Shlomim. Shalolishman v'shalolishman, what's an example of a case where he started off thinking it should be for a different korban, and then he ended up thinking it should be for the right korban? L'shem Shlomim, l'shem HaPesach, if he started off saying it should be for the sake of a korban Shlomim, and then for the sake of a korban Pesach. And now says the Mishnah, the rule, Sha'azevach nifsol barbo dvorim, because the korban can become invalidated at 4 points. B'shchita, when it is slaughtered, of a kibble, when the blood is received, of a hiloch, when the blood is transported, of a zrika, and when the blood is thrown onto the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon, machshir behiloch, Rabbi Shimon says that the korban will remain valid if the wrong intention happened when the blood was transported. Shohar Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon would say, i'efshir shlo b'shchita v'shlo b'kabal v'shlo b'zrika. It's impossible to complete the procedure of bringing the korban without the slaughtering, receiving the blood, and throwing the blood onto the mizbeach. But it's possible to do all of the procedure without transporting the blood at all. Quite simply, slaughter the korban right next to the mizbeach and throw the blood onto the mizbeach. So since the transporting of the blood is not a totally necessary part of the procedure, that is a sign that it's not considered to be so significant, such that having the wrong intentions at that time would invalidate the entire korban. Rabbi Elazar says a middle opinion. If he transports it in a place where he needs to, for example, if he slaughtered it far away from the Mizbeach, so in the given situation, he needs to transport the blood towards the Mizbeach so that he can throw it there. So in the given situation, it's a necessary part of the procedure, and therefore, Machshava Peseles, having the wrong intentions at that time, would invalidate the korban. But if it's in a place where he doesn't need to transport the blood, if for whatever reason he walked away from the mizbeach, then in a machshava peseles, wrong intentions would not invalidate the korban, since that's not considered to be a necessary part of the procedure.